think I should introduce the band. These guys have been with me a long time. In fact, most of those 30 years. Of course, I've been here the longest, but I just could never, I couldn't ever bear to leave myself in the lurch there. So. But our bass player, he's been here for 21 years, friends. I know it sounds like a jail sentence, but he's also on a lot of the acoustic disc recording projects, like the Bluegrass Reunion, Songs of Our Fathers, I'm Beginning to See the Light, all the recordings with Jerry Garcia, and of course the quintet for the past 21 years on the upright acoustic smiley face bass. From Pacifica, California, Mr. Jim Kerwin. DGQ veteran here. He's been in the band for 17 years, playing the flute, bass flute, occasional percussion. He's the producer of a project called the Headwaters Project that raised a lot of money for the California redwood trees. And he has his own CD out on acoustic disc called Flute Jazz. I believe we've got some copies of that with us. No jazz lover's home should be without him. No bluegrass lovers. From Marin County, California, please welcome Mr. Flute Jazz himself, Matt Eckel. And on guitar, on the Martin flat top guitar. Where he comes from, they didn't get the Grand Ole Opry until Wednesday afternoon. our guitarist was born in Cordoba, Argentina, and he is the man with the Latin touch. He has three CDs out on acoustic disc, solos from South America, romantic, passionate solo guitar music, and second is called Latin Touch, sensuous, romantic, passionate Latin music. It's latest, I can't even say it. Intimo. No bedroom should be without us. The man with the Latin touch on guitar, Enrique Coria. Drums and percussion, rejoining the band after a nearly 20-year absence from dog music, but this man has played a lot of music with a lot of incredible musicians, and he's one of them. He's been back in the band for a year and a half now, from Sonoma County, California, the great George Marsh on drums.